Friends, welcome back to the Film Alchemist Podcast, the show where we take the movies we love, break them apart, to find out what gives them their magic. I'm your host, Josh Grivy, joined as always by my friend, co-host, and guy who likes to woof eggs.
Oh, definitely Alex Tandino. Absolutely.
Before today's just hellaciously amazing episode, a little business, everyone, we're on Patreon. That's right, patreon.com/filmalchemistpod. The best way to support the show, the best way to make the show exactly what you want it to be. For just a little bit of money, you can help us keep the lights on. You can help us grow. You can help make this show better than ever. Me and Alex do a lot of work to make sure that that is worth your time and your support. We have a huge Patreon exclusive library. We have mini series. We have commentaries. We have all kinds of fun stuff over there that you get a voice in crafting if you join us at patreon.com/filmalchemistpod. It does mean the world to pods like us. So thank you in advance. Please, 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 please. I don't want to take a case that'll take me down to New Orleans, but I will. The YouTube, Film Alchemist. The email, filmalchemistpod@gmail.com. We're on all the socials you're on, including TikTok. TikTok now, you can see us. We have some content we're making just for TikTok. So go over there. Make sure you're leaving 5-star ratings and reviews. Not just one, both. Wherever you find pods. Right. New month. I hope you guys enjoyed our journey through the Viewisk universe for J-April. Thank you to Jay Rollins for doing the trip with us. We hope you guys enjoyed J-April very much. It's time to move on now to some other darker fare, sexier fare, sweatier fare. It's time to get pitchforked by the devil himself. This month, the pod dances with the devil. All movies prominently featuring maybe the greatest villain of all time. I guess you could say Nazis. But I think Nazis
are one of the same at some point.
Yeah, I mean, eventually God's got to take some credit for some of these bad guys he's making. But, you know, the Diablo, devil, right? So movies that prominently feature the devil. You heard our end of days discussion. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yep.
Next week, we'll be talking about one I'm very excited about. It's been on Shudder now for a little bit by the time you've heard this.
Woo!
Late Night with the Devil. So stay tuned for that.
Cannot wait.
Tonight, we are talking about Angel Heart. Just a bizarre, sweaty, sexual, I don't know, is it an erotic caper or thriller? It's trying to be erotic for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly what I would classify this as genre, but it did fit the mold. There is a devil. There is some rituals. There's early Mickey Rourke. There's Robert De Niro. There's massacring of eggs and bodies. It's one of those Shaggy Dog movies. You're like, boy, oh boy, did this not come together how I hoped. But I love it, and it snuggles me. Alex, opening thoughts on Angel Heart.
Shaggy Dog's an interesting description.
Why the fuck is this movie called Angel Heart? I'm going to take back. I'm not going to let you do an intro. I'm just going to ask you, why the fuck is this called Angel Heart?
Okay, I actually have a theory here. Well, it's not a theory.
Okay.
It's more just like the explanation, I think.
It should have been called Devil Dong. So that's what I would have called
there's it. Harry Angel, who is our main character.
Yeah.
You know, the man.
Harry Angel. That's Harry, a pole name if I've ever heard one in my
Harry,
life.
Harry, everybody. Look, I don't have any problem with being clever with people's names, but this movie really, really stretches my limit for like, ooh, that's
okay,
clever.
First up,
like,
yeah. Let's not say this is fucking clever. This is insane.
There's just so many. There's a lot of
like
those.
If you watch Seven and we meet Kevin Spacey and his name is Murderer Mick, I did it. You're like, that's not clever.
That's exactly yeah. That's all sort
right,
of
so
Harry.
Why Angel Heart though?
So Harry Angel is Mickey Rourke's character, last name of Angel,
yes.
Of course. Heart, I believe. For
he doesn't have one.
My guess is this has to do with there's that story the gumbo guy tells about a guy eating a beating heart, and then it's sort of before we get
but that wasn't
to
Angel's
that.
Heart they ate. That was oh no, it was because Angel came back from the
so
war.
Perhaps it is Angel Heart. Maybe that's the or that is
wow.
My assumption of how the name works. Real stretch though.
This is the worst heart based name of a movie since Return to Me, where it was it David Duchovny gets a gorilla's heart and gets to fuck Minnie Driver. Something like that. I'm pretty sure that's exactly the movie. All right, let's take out the Angel Heart aside. This is a sweaty detective romp with one of the hardest to follow mysteries. Lewis Cipher, wink, wink, calls upon the forces of Harry Angel when they're not working the pole for tips to go down to Nolan's and, I don't know, solve their own crimes.
That's the one. It's like,
Alex, walk me through what the fuck you were thinking. I don't know when the last time you had partaken in Angel Heart was.
Okay, so I've never seen this movie.
This is great. So right off the bat, I'd like you to try to untangle this tomfoolery that you're experiencing.
I'm not a big, look, I think Mickey Rourke in the 80s, this is 9.5 weeks, Mickey Rourke, so he's on a dead heat.
Oh, yeah.
He's about to go back to
nine
boxing.
9.5 weeks, 7.5 rock hard inches, Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, so he's about to go back to being...
he's just fucking his way through Hollywood.
He's about to go back to being a boxer, Mickey Rourke, before he decides. But either way, was not sure what to expect from this movie. And then Robert De Niro shows up and says his name is Lewis Cipher. And I'm like, okay, you're really...
Has there ever been a movie that disrespects the audience more than Angel Heart?
Again, going to... Using the
I'll let you finish. Kanye, I'm going to let you finish. But Angel Heart dropped one of the most disrespectful audience tracks of all time. I mean, no respect for us as people whatsoever. Continue.
So, it was funny because I was reading... I always read the Wikipedias because I like to maybe I'm missing something and there's something in the plot that's not explained.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
In the Wikipedia, it says, oh, Cipher, whose name is a homophone for Lucifer. I'm like, that is really pushing the limits.
No fucking shit.
Whoa. Mind blown. Why didn't we call him just Devil McDevilson or something like that? Just the same naming convention as Murdery Mick, I did it. So we start this movie and it's this really kind of you're just doing hard-boiled shit. I'm like, yeah, I get it. We're doing the detective story. I don't think I was expecting that.
Mickey Rourke is still full charm at this point. Mickey Rourke is really fun to walk around with. He's super charming and adorable in this movie still.
I had no expectation for what the movie was going to be. So going in, I was just like, got it. Cool. This is all right. We're going
to
do
You had to summarize in 2 sentences, what is the mystery he's trying to solve? I've seen this movie about 10 times, and the journey still makes no sense to me.
So, funny you asked that. I was also trying to summarize what exactly the journey is. And to me, it ends up being nothing. I don't think he has a solve to make. It's just, the devil sent me down here. That's it.
Yeah,
devil sent me to Nolan's.
I ate a guy's fucking heart after World War II. I've been redlining it for a while. I was a pretty shitty lounge singer. It's like Disney or Pixar's Wish that just ends abruptly in cannibalism, right? I was really trying to make it as a lounge singer. It didn't work. Ate this guy's heart. I've been redlining it. So I've been this other guy, but somehow I think my soul can be a good guy and do better, but I'm still the bad guy. And then I'm going down to investigate murders, but they're not really murders until I get there and start doing the murders. This is what I mean. None of it makes a fucking lick of sense. Because he's hey, just go find out about this guy. It's like, okay.
It's more
and
just...
then murders just start cropping up, and we're like, yeah, we know he's murdering.
Yeah.
We know he's murdering.
It's like, this guy, everywhere he goes, someone gets murdered. I'm like, clearly, he's obviously doing it. There's just I can't find any evidence. Okay, cool. World's worst detective who can't figure out who's murdering, he's the murderer. Yeah.
I do love Mickey Rourke's his legal plan of attack. Because that's the thing, if he's a good detective at all, there has to be some part of him he's like, I bet I get some fingerprints all over this one. Right? It's probably getting closer to home than I want. And his plan essentially is to smoke cigarettes. But come on, guys, I'm big city. I'm big city. That's his whole thing.
His plan is to smoke cigarettes and basically wait for Robert De Niro to be like, do you need more money? Like yeah. every 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, I actually get this. This guy's trying to fleece the devil for more cashola before he has to. Before he
but
has
then
to
the devil
cash
said,
in
do
the
you
chips.
Want more money, and he says, "No, it's not the money." And I was like, "It should be.
It should be. It absolutely
it
should be the money.
Should be."
You're a terrible detective if this is not about the money. Insane. This,
okay, so here's a base question. We're gonna get to what we love about Angel Heart soon. I promise.
This movie is nuts, by the way.
Here's
did
a base
enjoy
level
it.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you think there's even a half a movie going audience? Like, let's say half a percentage of people who watch this movie that were in any way, shape, or form, one, able to follow what the movie was claiming was the mystery. There's like a Venn diagram of people who were smart enough to follow this convoluted trail and two, dumb enough to not know that Harry Angel is being played by Louis Cipher. Yeah, like that Venn diagram is, that's a fucking thin. I mean, that's smaller than City of Angels. Women who like God and brunch, but also want to get the brakes beat off their pussy, right? Yeah, like there's, right. like that's a much bigger fucking opening in the middle of the Venn diagram.
I thought the same thing because I was like, well, if names like Harry Angel and Louis Cipher, how could we ever surmise what's going on in this movie? I yeah. certainly, like, I don't know, because I was trying to think about, like, in 1987, you roll up to the theater, you sit down for, like, oh, shit, Mickey Rourke, Robert De Niro, this is probably going to be just...
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Angel ass. Heart?
Angel yeah. Heart, oh, my God.
Fuck yeah! Then,
like, it just, everything, like, you sit down and you're like, okay, you know, it's a detective story. Yeah. I get it, yeah, yeah. All
right.
De Niro's got
what's
long
that fucking
fingernails.
Thing on his nose. Yeah. yeah, what's he wearing on his nose? All right, this is a little slower than I had hoped.
De Niro's got weird fingernails. Okay. You know what? We'll get to the end. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be an explanation.
Oh, okay. We got some wet white see-through shirt. Okay, this is not bad.
This is cool. Okay,
wait,
cool.
Is that random pit bull attacks and racist cop? Oh, all right.
Is that Lisa Bonet from The Cosby Show? Yeah. My God, what's going on in this? What's happening in this film?
More like Lisa Monet, am I right? Goddamn.
Dude.
Goddamn.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
One of the greatest, hottest performances
it's
of all time in movies.
It's like got Last Tango in Paris smell to it. And I'm like, yikes.
I mean, off the top of your head, I mean, there can't be much hotter.
It's pretty intense. Like,
you know what, honestly, I was thinking as like of crushes I've had from women in movies. I was like, I think it'd be like her versus herself in High Fidelity, and then like Jessica Rabbit. There's a couple.
Definitely.
It's like pick your poison. Yeah. I think I'd be way more into like Murders the Chicken and like we're going to have some weird blood orgy dreams. Like yeah. I think that's a little hotter to me than like, yeah, I do folk rock songs that John Cusack likes. You're like, no, that's not mine. That's not what I'm cultivating here.
This is the
I'll go with the chicken.
Yeah. This is the Marie DeSalle that we all really wanted. That the one we yeah. got in High Fidelity was the one we got. This yeah. one we settled for.
These were her rough punk rock years before she runs away from the yeah. cherry bombs.
This was when she was like hardcore crust punk. That was this. Yeah. That's why she went by the name Epiphany. She yeah. was about to discover that she should actually just hammer into the mainstream, do Peter yeah, Frampton right. covers.
You know what? If a fucking creepy detective is jerking off while you're at your mom's funeral and washing your tits in the family pump, don't bang him. That's the yeah. epiphany.
That's the epiphany. Like
that's
I'm
the
out. Epiphany. I'm going to Chicago.
Yeah, I didn't know there were true light bulb moments until I had one. That's a- okay, here's another. Let's just throw this out, too. He fucks his daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
But, like, with another dick.
Yeah. It's just like,
okay.
It's like Wonder Woman 84, like proto Wonder Woman 84. Very weird.
It's like- so essentially, he is this singer who's been lost. Harry Angel has been taken spiritually in a weird, like, it's being John Malkovich where he took control, but he doesn't realize he's taking control, yeah. so he's in there, but
so
the good guy's still leading.
So Johnny Favorite is the real person, right?
Yes, that is the occultist cool. who ate the heart of the soldier Harry Angel.
Got it, okay, yeah.
This guy fucks his own daughter.
Ew!
Like 100%.
100%!
Even if it's a different, whiter dick...
Really uncool.
That is daddy driving like, the fucking Rourke mobile.
Yikes.
Yeah. He's driving the Rourke mobile. He's slamming down on the D and pressing the gas. and having weird, like, choking, hurting, imagining the elevator in the Overlook Hotel sex with,
like,
his daughter.
Blood from the ceiling. Like,
was that her vision? Like, did her dad's penis touch her, like, psychic organ? And she's like, and then she starts imagining the blood. What the fuck is this moment? Because to an audience member, you're like, finally, the titillation I paid for. And then they go, oh, it's my dad. And you go,
do you think,
well, okay, I have to rethink some things I've been thinking for the last
Do you think
minutes.
With the convolution of the story itself, like, yeah. you have to do a lot of mental gymnastics? Well, not a lot. That's kind of dumb.
I would bet you 6, 7 out of 10 people who watch this movie
don't
did
register
not
this, right?
put it together okay. that it's a dad fucking his
That's
daughter.
That's kind of what I thought, like, because it's the first thing I thought. And I was like, yikes.
Yikes. Not good.
Oh, no.
I might still be hard, but you shouldn't be. You know what I mean?
It was just like, oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. He just old boyed his little girl.
Yeah. Like,
unacceptable.
It is unacceptable and weird on so many levels.
Not for us. We can watch. You shouldn't be doing it.
I do think 6 out of 10 people don't register that. And Alan Parker
I think
was
if
betting
you
on
had
that.
A gun to people's head, right? Like, you walked out of the theater and there's just a family of Rob Zombie characters there with a shotgun and a torture device. And they're like, two sentences. Tell me exactly what happened in this film. Most of those people would just be like, well, I'm full of popcorn. I'm going to die doing what I love. Kill me now. There's no chance anyone knew what the fuck was happening in this movie for the most part.
Not a chance. There's just...
We had to make notes of it, and I had to go back and, like, connect dots, because I was not... I was like, who's the fucking gumbo guy? Why was Charlotte Rampling in there? Who were the fucking hillbillies with the pit bull?
I watched it again today. Hand to God, I had forgotten that Charlotte Rampling had been in the movie. Like, I was just like, whoa,
literally
Charlotte
didn't matter
this.
At all. And then
could,
also...
Could have been less...
So she was fucking Johnny Favorite, who's an occultist. She's, like, a Starbucks occultist. But she has the dog tags. So when he shows up to her apartment, they do not play it as she knows a dark secret about him and like, hey, this is my friend Johnny Favorite. I was there helping him fucking, you know, I was getting the butter lukewarm so we could fry up this heart.
Yeah.
How did she not know what the fuck is happening? Or if she did know, why wasn't that played like she knows this guy?
I don't, again... It's like, so, okay, that I think is just one of those cheats they do in these kinds of movies where you can't pretend. Yeah, like it's a full-blown cheat. And that's the thing I think is probably the most, like, odd about the movie is that no one, like, everyone, like, it's cheating from the beginning. Like, everybody is cheating in this movie. And I'm just like, all right, I guess we're just locked in.
Yeah, so I was like, wait, she was a boardwalk psychic. And now she's, like, down as, like, old money. And her dad is, like, a Colonel Sanders riff. Dude. Right? He's, like, Boss Hogging his way to a gumbo death. I was like, what? Oh. The literal...
Can I ask you
I was so mad.
Can I ask you an aesthetic question? Because I'll be honest. Like, yeah. until someone in the movie dimes me into the actual... Like, I know they kind of, like... It's on Front Street what year it was. I just felt like it was the 80s. Like, there was...
Yeah, it's very 80s. A lot of my notes are, damn, another titty hanging out. That's like a real line I just read in my notes.
It's... It feels
so
real
many
80s.
Titties hanging out.
Like, there's
And
nothing...
then there was the thing where they go to the... let's see, I have a time to fight, even the ceiling wet. Oh, shit, bad. Shit going wild. Lol, orgies. What in the Ken Russell is happening?
Wow,
that
was
a line of notes I wrote...
I was gonna say that might
what
be
in the Ken Russell
super
is
comprehensive
happening.
Actually.
Yeah. It yeah. pretty much explained.
What in
and
the
so
Ken
then,
Russell
yeah, I did a
good.
I went to what in the Ken Russell is happening? Oh great, adding hard racism. And then the next line was horse kicks the shit out of dog. Who wants that? I usually take movies. Notes about movies where I'm like breaking down like shot choices, this and that.
Sure.
Why cast certain? This movie was literally just me writing down like, why is happening? Why yeah. is happening?
I wrote,
why is happening?
I started writing more like I realized halfway through the notes I took, like I was at the 10th why question, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stop writing.
Yeah.
I was like,
but this is the thing. So most people don't care about the plot.
Why is this?
Yes, we've destroyed that point. What most people remember about this movie is Mickey Rourke and Monet. Mickey Rourke put the dick in the middle like Monet. Dick, dick, homo chick. No, that's for all you 90s kids like us. We remember that because that shit is hot as fuck. That chicken murdering scene was hot as fuck. Yep. Her just cooling herself down at that pump was so hot. Mickey Rourke was so fucking cool in this movie until we find out he is an incestuous piece of shit.
Occultist pederast. Yeah.
That part not cool.
Not great.
Before that,
that's a
charming Han Solo type. That's what I thought. I was like, Mickey Rourke was on the track to be like another Han Solo type, like a Harrison Ford guy. Did not go well. No. But he had that thing, right? Harrison Ford who slings more dick. He was right there. And even what De Niro's doing, you're like, yes, I like this. The fucking weird salt and the egg sucking and whatever. Gross, repulsive, but I like it. Okay, stop. And so you like it, and I like the aesthetics of it and the weird like voodoo ritual adjacent and the occult adjacent and the weird scenes in the church where they're like wiping blood off of walls and people are fighting. You're like, aesthetically... Yeah. The world is pretty close to something I would love.
I think
the
cast
is
crazy.
All captivating.
Yeah. The cast.
Where do you draw this line between when you just have to stop trying to be clever and just give us something we can follow?
The cast are all weirdly palatable. Like, I was really just like.
Not even
like,
palatable. Fucking good.
Like, really good.
Like, this cast is delivering great performances.
Really
in
good
one performance. Of the most baffling. That's what they say, right? Actors make choices. And I'm guessing they made a lot of fucking choices because none of them knew what the fuck was happening.
Right. It was such a strange, like, it's such a strange experience. Like, because you're just like, all of these actors are really acting the shit out of this. Like, nobody is doing anything that's, like, super hammy. No one's chewing the scenery. Like, everybody knows they're in a movie.
Yeah.
And yet, like, yeah, the line, I think that's a great... That's a great thing to key in on is like, where's the line where like us as an audience are just like, eh, you're not going to get me with that one, friend. Because like all these actors are putting in the work. And
well, I mean, just imagine where we get where Mickey Rourke has the dog tags now.
Yeah.
He comes home and the detectives are like, I can't believe you came back. His daughter / cheek beating partner is there dead on the bed. And he's just sitting there. I know who I am. I know. And he's like going through it. And then all of a sudden, like, De Niro's walking through in, like, a fucking black dress and shit. You're like, what is happening? But you're like, I'm at least, like, Mickey Rourke is awesome in this movie.
Can I?
He's so fucking, like, I kind of joked, but I was like, he was right there.
He's great.
In this era.
This was Mickey Rourke's moment.
He wasn't going to be Tom Cruise. He wasn't going to be Tom Hanks. He could have been right there, though. Like, there was a real world where he's, like, the super cool, slick guy. In that kind of a movie.
I mean, he was just an unbelievably attractive dude at this time. Like, he was the hotness. Like, there's no... Yeah. Like, it was like him and probably Cruise at that time were just, like, the beating hearts of this industry in terms of, like, who is the hottest dude you could think of. And like,
right, but you want to have sex with Mickey Rourke.
That's
you do not know what kind of
you don't know what kind
ritual
of sex, you're
sex
get
Tom,
into
Cruise
with Tom Cruise
has.
Yeah. But Mickey Rourke, you're like, oh, dude, this is going
to
be
like... I don't want to get strapped to the bottom of a plane by Scientologists while you spray Xunus on me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
well, but Mickey
what
Rourke
death-defying
is like,
cult sex ritual do I have to do for Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I think with Mickey Rourke, you're like, oh, cool. If we have sex, like, it's going to be real kind of dangerous, but still, like, somehow feel a little bit safe. Like,
yeah, like, will I get a yeast infection from having scoops of Haagen-Dazs in my box? Not, I got to be tied to a fucking plane propeller while Tom Cruise throws knives at me. You know what I mean?
There's just, there's those, and those were the two extremes in 1987.
Those are the only two options. Tom Cruise flipped a coin. It's like, pick friendo. And that was it. That's how you got banged in the 90s.
That was how
1980s. Woodstock 99 burned down, and we realized we had to make some choices. We had to forge a better future.
87 and 96, those were your choices. You were just like, I don't know. I guess the guy who's going to give me a yeast infection. And you're like, all right, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Save for the other one.
Squatting over the fucking ice cream machine at McDonald's. Fill her up. I'm not made for that other life. Fill her up.
Holy shit. But that's, see, that's like, But I think that's what makes this movie.
So as weird as it is, if you're pitching this, like if you're telling someone who's never seen or heard Angel Heart,
yeah,
you know this is a raggedy movie at times.
Sure.
How are you pitching it besides, wow, Lisa Monet is so hot?
I think you have, like, the way that you sell this movie to someone who's not seen it or at least once, mm-hmm. like, has no, because again, like, I'm not in the habit of recommending, like, movies to people. Like, if people ask me, I'll tell them, but generally, like, I like people to come to things on their own. If someone says, like, hey, that Angel Heart movie I heard you guys talking about, like, what's the deal? I'm like, well, A, listen to the pod and also give us money. But also, if you like a detective story that's not really a detective story, if you like mm-hmm. 80s Mickey Rourke, like hot, sweaty 80s Mickey Rourke, and you like and you just want to see some killer performances packed into just a wacky fucking movie, this is wacky probably going to work for you. Like not
a
necessarily
wacky, super fun movie.
Yeah,
this is what I'd say. Right is. So most mystery movies and stories, right? I don't think the fun of the story is the reveal of whodunit.
Never.
I think the fun of it is the twist and turns of, am I right? Am I right? No, maybe this person, right?
Yeah.
I think you could argue, although you could also counter argue that it's because of film cheating. I think you could argue that the twist and turns, the journey that Angel Heart takes us on is worth the squeeze. It's a really fun ride watching Mickey Rourke get deeper and deeper. And if you are a dunce who doesn't pick up on the sledgehammer like names, you're like, all right, this guy's getting himself in some shit. This guy is getting into some shit.
Yeah.
Is it racism? Is it old timey racism that's rearing its head? Is it a disgruntled roadie?
You know what's
right?
Weird?
We don't know.
Again, when it got to the racism, like when it started getting like heavier into racism stuff, it was like, oh yeah, I was like, oh wait, it's 55. Everyone's like totally cool being racist stuff.
Yeah, you're like this
I
totally.
I forgot because everything feels yeah. like the 80s.
There's the one time when that fucking just so fat, so sweaty detective just drops
so
like the
fat.
Hard R. And you're like, ooh. Jesus,
oh,
guy?
My God, dude.
Ugh. Ugh. God damn, looking like a even 3-day-old gas station bucket of chicken dropping hard R's. Are you shitting
you
me?
You couldn't even put the twang on it. It's just, oh, yeah. Good God.
Yeah. Takes you 4 minutes to stuff your fucking fupa back in your suspenders, and you're out here dropping, I think people
hard
are less
R's.
Human than me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Sir, how dare you?
Yeah, you bring shame to us fellow fats. You bring shame upon us, sir. I felt fat, sad for the fat delegation. I apologize on behalf of all.
It was just one of those. As soon as he said, you're like, ooh, oh, it's yeah. like a ton of bricks. Yeah. Like, dude.
It's like, I didn't want to body shame you, but now you're pushing me.
All right.
You're giving me nothing to work with here.
You're going to drop a hard R. I am going to body shame you to the high yeah. heavens, sir.
Okay, that's a new rule. We'll not body shame until we start throwing hard R's.
You're going to throw a hard R.
And then we're going to
body shames.
Then it's on, fatty.
Then it's on.
Then it's on.
Then it's on, Chunko. Listen, Load. Yeah. You will be made fun yeah. of. That's it. Fire hard R.
No one
R,
dissects a big bag of burgers like fat, so watch out. We're coming. Claws out. Rare. Get our all-you-can-eat bibs. We coming for you. No. That's what I'm saying, though. The ride of this movie is more valuable by a lot than where it ends up.
That's what
where
makes
it
the
ends,
movie
like,
work.
A classic microcosm of this movie is the ending where they're like, you know it'll be artistic? Mickey Rourke in an elevator for like two clips. And you're like, no, the movie's over. That's not cool. Like, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Or you say, yeah, he imagines he's got a gun in a lady's vagina. And a baby comes out, and they do the worst fucking painted over baby face with yellow eyes of all time. Would you rather have that in your brain or like a really smooth, streamlined, thought out mystery? You're like, you know what? Honestly, that painted baby face in Angel Heart, I think I'm going to take that. I have a lot of smoothed out Lifetime style murder mysteries, right? That baby face is something that I never should see or have in my brain, but I do.
Well, see, and this is the other part. So we've been talking about, like, oh, yeah, he totally had sex with his daughter and that kind of thing. So
yes,
the baby, does that mean...
Is that his fucking baby?
That's not his baby, but he had sex with
his
daughter.
So those weren't the eyes of the devil, but the eyes of incest?
So, well, that's what I'm like. So, okay, the devil had sex with her, but the baby is his, or... That's his grandchild.
Well, that's what they call the devil's threesome, is when it's two dicks and one vagina. So him and the devil are doing a Chinese finger cuffs, yeah.
Alan Parker was just like, oh, I'm going balls deep in this. That's what it was. He's like, oh,
and the devil's like, me too. And they high-five in the middle.
In 30 years, two fats are going to get on a podcast. You don't know what it is yet.
Two fats are going to go ham on this like it's hardcore. A cheese fountain hit fucking Golden Corral. Get your buckets, boys. All right, let me ask you this. Walk me through what Robert De Niro was doing.
I keep laughing because honestly, like everything.
He's got his little Farnsworth. He's
so
a concubine.
Entertained. Yeah, he's got his little.
It's just great.
So, yeah, Dan Florek plays his little, I don't know what you would call him, Renfield or whatever.
I know who I am.
He's just doing this. I was trying to figure out, because I feel like I've seen, like, again, Robert De Niro is one of the greatest actors of a generation. And you're trying to figure out, what the performance was, because I was like, of all the movies he's done and all the times you've seen him in movies, like, what is this like? Because it doesn't seem like a Robert De Niro movie. So you're just like, oh, what is this like close to in terms of like what I see?
Brando and Dr. Moreau.
What? Say that again?
Brando and Dr. Moreau. It's just I took the check. I'm doing some studio a favor.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some fucking fun with this. The fucking cocaine nails. The fucking Patel. The fucking yellow eyes. The egg. What the fuck? Is with
eating
the egg
and the sound. Did
well,
we
that one,
because
he said, he's like, some cultures believe the egg holds the soul. And I was like, the unfertilized eggs that birds shit out and we eat?
But like...
if that's a metaphor for like a human woman's egg holds the soul, I was like, that is stretched beyond recognition.
Did we have to hear the sound? Like, I think that's the thing. So like... De Niro.
Okay, I'm going to argue, yes, you do. If you're going to show me that, if you're going to show me the egg eating.
I'm just saying the grossness of that sound is pervasive.
But again, so painted on yellow baby eyes, De Niro egg sucking, blood orgy, dog getting kicked by a horse. There are just things that Angel Heart gave me that will live in my mind.
Yeah.
Is that more valuable than a narrative that works? I don't know. I would argue that, maybe.
So, okay, the De Niro that I feel like I saw was, so he's like the pigtail, the long hair is like the leftover from The Mission that he did like the year prior with Jeremy Irons.
So he's the movie The Mission. Yeah. I thought you were saying like The Mission to get Toots Sweet or whatever. Like,
no,
what
no. There's no gumbo boiling in this. So like the movie The Mission, he kept the hair. He's like, I want to keep a pigtail if that's cool. And they're like, yeah, fine, whatever.
Yeah, I'm getting so much European snatch. I'm loving life.
this is the crazier thing.
Do people still say snatch? Did that just age us a lot?
I mean, I think people are trying to capture this aesthetic.
We're bringing it back.
Good job.
We're bringing it back.
You did a good Angel Heart reference there, I'm assuming. But the like quiet calm is like this weird, like. This weird casino vibe almost. Like the way he's like quietly calm through that entire movie is sort of the same thing. I'm like, ew. It's so creepy.
Why? So the devil has Johnny Favorite right here.
Right.
He knows Johnny Favorite is in the Harry Angel package, as it were. I feel like the devil is kind of a puss. Like, this is the best torture
the
you can
like,
come up with.
The devil's weirdly middle man.
You're an egomaniac. You have an egomaniac lounge singer.
Right.
Right? Who's trying to escape the devil. He can't sing anymore. So the singing should play into this, I feel like.
Yeah.
You have a detective whose life seemingly sucks anyways and is not good for much. And his punishment is that he has to bang his daughter, who is Lisa Bonet. I mean, I think you got a little heaven on my peanut butter, sir. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we could, I feel like the devil could try a little harder.
I will say, like, when you figure out, like, halfway through when they're, like, finally tell you what's going on, you're like, yeah, this is like, this is, he's is like a guy. I was like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, you've been chasing
other
this guy
than
forever.
The fact
you
there's
find
no
him?
Air conditioning. What about this seems hellacious
yeah,
to me?
Why are you slow rolling this guy? Just take him out. What's the matter yeah. with you?
Worst case scenario, you're just going to bang Charlotte Rampling.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh,
ooh.
No. Darn it.
Please
oh, geez.
Stop. No. Oh, no. What are we doing?
What are we going to do?
What are we doing?
It was like, it's, I don't, again, the devil in this movie particularly, I'm just like, you're just here for looks. Like, you are very specifically here to just be like with like Eddie Murphy in Vampire in Brooklyn hair, and you're doing, which you can't do, by the way.
Just
it's
that
just a weird
ass hair club for men. They got the like LeBron Gardner out and they're loving life. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's insane.
So before I collect the soul, I want to punish this guy. I feel like when our lead hero, not even hero, our lead character in Old Boy fucks his daughter, that's like a real sad, tragic moment. In this one, it felt not like that. I don't know if there's a little too much celebrating the sex with the daughter. She does get found dead almost immediately. That yeah. part's not great.
No.
But he just leaves and she's taking a bath. Like, she's just like, hey, it was nice to plow. She's like, all right, I'm going to go smoke cigs and sweat. And it's like, cool.
I just don't fully comprehend why it takes him so long. I'm like, dude, just collect this fucking guy. You know he's there. He's inside the little, he's wearing the little Egger suit. Just take him. It's fine.
Exactly. But Satan wants to put him through the paces and get more torture and play with his food. I get it, right?
I don't know.
I get it. I can't remember how De Niro at some point, he fucking says, you know, how he fucking said it, right? However he says it, De Niro kind of lays out this, like, Johnny made a deal. I like to keep the ledgers clean, this and that.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. That's not what you're doing. Like, when De Niro's like, I'm a fan, or Pacino's, I'm a fan of man.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, culo. He's like, you know, your wife's getting her fucking culo smashed on the new green sheets. You're like, yeah, that's a Satan who loves
yeah.
what we're doing down here.
Absolutely.
De Niro's yeah. guy's just like, I'm here to count beans and suck eggs. And I'm all out of eggs. And it's like, all right, if your goal is to put Johnny Favorite through this, like, hellacious, like, reexamination of his sins,
yeah,
F minus. This is the worst devil plan.
He's also doing this thing where I just like, well, okay, when they go to the church, when they're doing that scene inside the church, because I think that's where he, like, starts to talk about his ledger or whatever. And he just keeps like, shh, can't curse in the church. It's like, oh, my God, dude, really? Could you be God, like
the nerdiest devil?
Come on,
and
you
he's
fucking
like,
dork.
Fuck you. Fuck the church. The church gives me the creeps because I'm a goddamn daughter banging orgiest in yeah. here. I hate
and
it.
And then the worst thing goes, oh, are you an atheist? It's like, no, he just fucked his daughter. He's a terrible yeah. person. That's what's wrong.
He's like, no, I know there's a real devil now because I just got laid and it was so good. But it was my dog.
I know who I am.
That, dude.
You're a daughter fucker.
That's
who you
a
are.
Horrifying turnaround. I read a story once that these two chicks met. They fell in love, were banging the shit out of each other. I think they started an OnlyFans where they would just do lesbian acts together all the time. Come to find out, they're sisters.
Oh, God.
It was like one of those separated at birth things, and they're like, sorry, we're two in love now. Like, we're in. And I was like, oh. You know, that's God's fault. Why'd you take them apart at birth? This reminds me of the Mitch Hedberg joke. Why do you make ducks love bread so much and give them no way with which to eat bread? Right? To get their own bread.
Jesus.
I don't know like what that has to do with those two lesbians, single? But that's what I think about when I watch Angel Heart.
It's
ducks,
just
bread, and lesbians.
I think what I think about is just why. Why is, like, the prevailing
question. It's kind of hard. Like, this movie It's like, I'm trying to find a way to describe this movie, is that this movie should have a soundtrack by Creed, but the soundtrack is jazz. Does that make sense? Does that explain the kind of movie we're watching? I feel like that's exactly perfect description of this.
Yeah, this is how I'd say it. There's this group. There's this group out here that they tour. They're called Postmodern Jukebox, and they do covers. They do jazz covers of modern songs.
This is Jazz Creed. That's what
this is. This is Jazz Creed.
To sum it up, Angel Heart is a bizarre, sweaty sex fest that has awesome performances, really cool settings. It never makes sense, but it never matters. You just kind of love the ride you're on.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to explain it. I think that's one of the fun things is.
That's what I'd say the explanation is. Like, you don't care because the ride you're on
is pretty
entertaining.
I do really like watching this movie a lot.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know why.
As long as you, yeah, that is, there
it's
it is.
It's an artistic
right
deal with the devil, this movie.
You're just doing it, and you're going, I am watching this movie. That is what I am doing.
I dig this fucking movie a lot. What's happening?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that 90s beer commercial. What's up? That's all I'm asking the whole movie. But I also might be torqued. You know what I mean? I might be torqued the whole time.
It's possible.
I don't know. It's a pretty... This might be the sweatiest, sexiest devil movie we have. The next one, a little more studio.
Yeah, this is definitely the next movie, by far the sweatiest.
The sweatiest. We'll see if we can get that number changed. That's it for Angel Heart. We'll be back next week with Late Night for the Devil, the actual reason we decided to dance with the devil this month. We hope you enjoy it. Go on over to our Patreon. We'll have a Patreon-exclusive episode and a commentary this month. We have mini series. We've got all kinds of fun stuff. We're on all the social media you're on, including now TikTok. We would love it if you guys would go support the show over there. The YouTube, Film Alchemist, the email, filmalchemistpod@gmail.com. Make sure you're leaving those 5-star ratings and reviews. Also, make sure you're going to misfitparade.net and finding Misfit Parade on all the socials if you want to see some stuff that we're working on. As always, thanks for your time. For the Film Alchemist, I'm Josh Griffey.
I'm Alex Dandino. Like,
stay away from them eggs, boys.
Yeah, no eggs.
And daughters.
And mostly daughters. Definitely daughters.
Eggs and daughters should be safer in this world.
Just...